Soon, these crisp October skies will reverberate to a new American sound, a sound that will strike terror to the hearts of our enemies. The publishers of Now magazine bring you a preview of this sound. It's the Army's new L-21 super tank. Listen to it. Rolling off the production lines at Detroit, the
That's
new
enough
L-21
of the radio.
Super tank.
Well, Bradley, what do you think?
I don't get you, Mac. If that new L-21 tank isn't any better than it sounds, the Army's got a pile of junk.
Right as rain. You can blame me for that sound effect. I had the people at Now magazine smash the real record.
Keep talking, Mac. I'm still in the dark.
The new L-21 tank is a closely guarded military secret.
Well, that's understandable.
And yet enemy agents already know enough about it to have made a sound effects record of it. My job is to see that their reports never reach Berlin.
And my job is to help you.
But how? In a way that you won't like, Bradley. I want you to do something that's quite unlike Jungle Jim.
The Adventures of Jungle Jim. A complete radio adventure based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that you find every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. And besides Jungle Jim, you'll find 24 more of your favorite features every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. That's why the exciting full-color pages of the Comic Weekly make Sunday morning adventure time. That's why 17 million readers agree that Sunday isn't complete without its surefire entertainment. And that's why the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast bring you the Comic Weekly. So make a note to buy and enjoy it yourself this Sunday. Look for the figure of Puck and the words The Comic Weekly at the top of the front page. And now for this week's Adventures of Jungle Jim.
What for? You stopped car in middle of Hollywood, Tuan Jin.
Gonna park here for a minute, Kolo.
Oh, understand now. You give pretty girl chance to see new suit.
What's the matter with this suit?
We'll say nothing, Tuan Jin.
Why not?
Suit be loud enough to speak for self.
This suit? It's a Glen Cannon plaid with the yellow diamonds in the middle of each square. It's the very latest thing.
Too much late. Suit like that be worn by puffed up shadow actor.
Shadow actor? Oh, you mean movie star.
Huh.
Well, that's the kind of part I'm playing on this case, Kolo.
What is the case about, Tuan?
Don't know all of it myself. Mac told me to dress and act like a cheap tinhorn. To brag about being Jungle Jim and all that. That's why I rented this fancy roadster and bought this flashy suit.
Part you play not fit you now, Tuan Jim. Suit not fit you either.
I know, but my orders are to help Mac in any way he tells me to. And this is what he told me to do.
Mr. Mac Fellow, tell you nothing more?
Not much, but I've got an idea, Kolo. Mac's giving me all these fancy trimmings to dress me up as bait.
Not be pleasant for bait when swallowed by fish.
Don't worry. They're not swallowing me.
You seem plenty sure.
See that sign on that shop? Up on the next block and across the street? Sound effects unlimited. See it?
Yes, Colo see. But sign mean nothing to me.
In that shop, there are hundreds of recordings. When you listen to the radio and you hear a couple of planes fighting it out or a sinking battleship or a fire engine tearing down the street, you're hearing one of those records. The Now magazine radio program rents records from these people.
Oh, yes. That'd be news program.
That's right. They dramatize the news. And on their program last week, they talked about the Army's new secret tank, the L-21. The Sound Effects Unlimited Company sent them a recording that really was the L-21.
So Mr. MacFellow asked question, how come? Get back answer, monkey business.
Right. There's something screwy in that sound effects shop up the street. And our job is to help Mac find out what it is.
How to do this, Tuan Jim?
By acting conceited, Kolo. By talking big and making the man. Come on, Kolo.
Leave car here?
Yes. I just got the high sign from Mac.
Mr. Mac, fellow? Where?
Glance across the street. See that skinny mailman?
Oh, mailman, yes.
That's Mac. He just took off his cap and mopped his forehead. That's our signal. Now, when we get there, remember to back me up no matter what I say.
Yes, what is it? Come in.
Hey, Mr. Burke, no kidding.
Well, what is it now, Flora?
This Mr. Bradley outside. You better take care of him yourself.
I don't know why I ever hired you, Flora. You've been here 2 weeks, and it is one mistake after another.
Well, gee whiz, I'm doing my best.
And the best is none too good. Last week, you sent a Now magazine program that confidential recording.
Oh, you're going to bore me out for that again. How'd I know it was such a secret?
Because you found it here in my office. Everything in here. It's confidential.
Okay, Mr. Berger. I learned my lesson, didn't I?
I only hope so. But now you interrupt me because you can't even take care of this Bradley fellow.
Say, I ain't so sure you can take care of him yourself.
What did he do, Floor? Get fresh with you?
He's fresh all right, but not that way. He says all our sound effects are corny.
Corny?
Yeah, old-fashioned. Not up to snuff. Small time.
Small time? He must be crazy.
Sure he is. Crazy about himself.
Oh, conceited, is he?
I'll say. He says he tests...
Never mind. I will tell him myself.
Okay, but you better take some earmuffs. He's all swelled up because he's going to appear on the Now magazine program next week.
I know all about him. The editor of Now magazine telephoned me. He certainly makes himself at home. He's playing one of our sound effect records.
What did I tell you?
Hey, what's the idea?
My name is Berger, Mr. Bradley. I own this shop.
Yeah? Well, it's nothing to brag about, Berger. How long is it since you made a new record?
Well, we're recording new sound effects all the time.
Not from what I've heard so far, brother. You're behind the times.
You don't say so.
You bet I say so in spades.
Lemnoratoga hanglo filiga.
What's this? Where's this man?
His name's Colo. Don't mind him.
He's Mr. Bradley's bodyguard.
His bodyguard?
Sure. A fellow like me can't be too careful.
Mr. Bradley, you amaze me. A bodyguard.
Never mind that. What about getting me a decent sound effects record? That is, if you got one in the place.
What precisely did you have in mind?
Well, on the Now magazine program, we're reenacting the test piloting I did 2 weeks ago. On that new dive bomber.
The LRY-71?
Sir, that's the one.
Gee whiz, Mr. Berger, how did you
know? Shut up, Flora. We don't have anything that new, of course, but we...
Oh, of course not.
Mr. Bradley, you must realize that certain sound effects are forbidden to us. They are military secrets.
Alibis. Nothing but alibis. I want a dive bomber.
I have a dive bomber. Flora, where's that catalog?
Well, right here, but I already played him the one...
Record not sound like plane. Sound like steamroller.
There, you hear that, Berger? Even an ignorant native can tell that your sound effects are corny.
Yeah, you listen, Whiteley.
No, you listen. The trouble with you, you're one of those thick, square-headed Germans. You've got no imagination.
You better be careful, Mr. Bradley. Mr. Berger's got a violent temper.
Shut up, Flora. We will leave the Germans out of this, Whiteley.
There, you see what I mean? Thick-headed, stubborn. You're no good at your job, so you put up a big bluff.
I'm no good at it. Big bluff, huh?
Certainly. You haven't got a decent sound effect record in the place.
Oh, haven't I?
No.
We will see.
I did see. I heard that 1917 Army tank you gave the Now magazine program last week.
And it was a mistake.
All... There you go again. Alibis. Now, I want a dive bomber. And all you got is something that sounds like an old Curtis Gent.
Is that so?
You know it is.
I'll show you what I've got.
Don't bother.
Mr. Smart Attic Jungle Jim Bradley, you wait right here. I go in my office for a new recording.
Oh, skip it. It'll be as bad as the others.
Wait, I said. You don't insult me and get away with it. I'll be right back. And I make you take back every single thing you said against my shot.
Well, I don't see why he's so burned up. I'm the one that should be...
Hey, tell your little playmate to stop fooling with that switch, will you?
Who, Colo? He won't hurt anything.
Yeah, but that switch lowers the stylus needle to make a new record.
Well, did you hear the lady, Colo?
Colo hear well, Tuan Jim.
Sure, if you push the button under that switch, you turn the microphone on. Everything in this room will be recorded. Some of it ain't been fit to hear.
If you mean those hungry sound effects, I agree with you, baby.
No, I mean you and your big mouth.
Oh, now, don't be that way.
Oh, right, I thought I heard the front door.
Colo hear it, too.
Hello, anybody here?
Yeah, right in here.
Oh, it's the mailman.
Oh, what do you want?
Excuse me, lady. I'm new on this route. Ain't this the firm that mailed this package?
Well, let me see it. Well, sure, I mailed it myself last week.
Well, you better make a new package. Insufficient postage and improperly wrapped.
Are you kidding? The fellow waited right there.
I can't help that. I'm just the mailman, lady.
Oh, Mr. Berger's going to hit the ceiling.
Do you want me to wait, or shall I come back tomorrow?
No, wait, will you?
Now, Mr. Smart Aleck, Mr. Big Expert, Mr. Jungle Jim that knows so much, now you will hear a sound effect that is a sound effect. Dive bombers you want, huh?
Just one, Berger. Just one that sounds like a dive bomber.
Still making fun of me, huh? Very good.
Come on, stop talking. Let's hear what you've got.
By the way, Mr. Expert... Now then, I put it on the turntable. So, now you listen. You will hear a real dive bomber.
Well, that's more like it.
So, now the big expert sings a different tune. Huh?
Sure. Why, that recording can't be more than 2 years old.
2 years old?
What was that, Berger? An old BX-7 plane?
Just as I thought. The big expert is a fake.
No more fake than that recording is.
This happens to be a recording of the very plane you were talking about. The new LRY-71 dive bomber.
Why, who are you kidding?
No one. I made this recording myself.
at the testing field 2 weeks ago.
Oh, you did? How did you know it was going to be tested then?
Never mind how I knew.
Besides, that plane is a military secret.
So is the Army's new tank, a military secret.
Oh, next I suppose you'll say you've got a recording of that.
Not anymore, but I did have one.
Oh, then where is it?
I mailed it to someone. Someone who knows real sound effects, when he hears them.
You mean this package here, Mr. Berger? I'm afraid your friend will never hear it. The record's broken.
What? The new mailman. What are you doing here?
Never mind that. How is your friend going to pay you for that record? In dollars or in German money?
What? What are you talking about?
I think you know, Berger.
You're not a mailman. And Bidley here isn't what he pretends either. And I suppose Flora is...
Huh? What did I do now?
Nothing. I guess you really are as dumb as you seem.
Look, Glenn Jim. Mac. The dive bomber record.
He's going to smash it.
Oh. Correction, please. I have smashed it.
Then it is German marks you get paid in.
Sure it is. He's an Axis agent.
Of course I am. But without these sound effects records, where's your proof?
Not to move, please.
Attaboy, Colo.
Keep him covered.
I don't understand.
Proof right behind me.
Well, I'll be a...
Colo threw the switch and made a record of the whole conversation, Berger.
You Schweinhund! Hundehead! Amerikanisch Dummkopf! We Germans of the New Order will crush you with our superior intelligence.
Not if you're an example of it, Berger. Thanks to Colo, your own voice will be the sound effect that passes sentence on you.
Well, what do you know?
Nice going, Colo. You can have anything you want.
You mean this, Tom Jim?
You know I do, Colo. You name it, and it's yours.
Yes. Could maybe Colo borrow loud, flashy suit for heavy date tonight?
Every Sunday, you'll find still other adventures of Jungle Jim in the Comic Weekly. Yes, and Flash Gordon, the Lone Ranger, Prince Valiant, and the Phantom. They're all waiting for you in the pages of the Comic Weekly. They bring you action, suspense, mystery. And for chuckles, why, the Comic Weekly brings you Blondie, Snuffy Smith, Skippy, and all the... What about you? Oh, Donald Duck. Why, the Comic Weekly wouldn't be complete without you, Donald. Well, why don't you buy the Comic Weekly this Sunday and see for yourself... Mickey Mouse is your assistant, eh, Donald? Well, I'm sure that's news to Mickey. And I'm sure that the 17 million readers of the Comic Weekly will be looking for you this Sunday. The Comic Weekly comes to you with the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And next week, we'll be back with another radio adventure starring Jungle Jim.